It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm so tired of this argument, and I'm going to try to just put it to bed for the last time. But I know it'll never be the last time, because it's not going away. Is the clamoring for an 8-team college football playoff. More importantly, those who say we need an 8-team college football playoff. Has anybody checked the point spreads on the college football semifinal games? Have you checked the point spreads on them? And you're going to get the people that say to you, well, that doesn't mean that's the way the games are going to turn out. No, but what it does mean is this. The playoff committee failed in their endeavors because they were supposed to pick the four best teams in college football. They didn't. So they didn't give us the four best teams. They gave us four teams that they wanted to make sure that certain conferences got an opportunity and got a bid, because it's all about being fair. We need to be fair. And now we got guys like Barry Alvarez and the Pac-12 commissioner and others. They want things to be more fair. And they want an 8-team playoff because their plan is to make things more of an even playing field, because we want them to be fair. And the agenda is every conference should have an automatic bid. So that way, the Pac-12, which is actually inferior conference football, clearly, has an automatic bid. So every year, one of their teams will get rewarded and they'll get an opportunity to play in the college football playoff. Not because they've earned it, not because they deserve it, but because it's fair. It's more fair to do it that way. I'm so tired of the fairness talk. Honestly, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. As a parent, I teach my soon-to-be 15-year-old this Wednesday. I can't believe it. I teach my 15-year-old daughter, anytime she uses the word fair, she gets shut down immediately. Well, that's not fair. Well, guess what? Get used to it. If you don't think something's fair in this house, wait till you get out of this house. If you don't think something's fair and you're going to cry about it or whine about it, wait till you get out of this house. Because let me tell you, you've heard it before, the world ain't fair. And there is zero reason for an 8-team playoff when we can't even have a 4-team playoff this year, where they give us the four best teams or they give us real compelling matchups, where the point spreads can be within two, that every one of them a 2-score game. Because they didn't give us the four best teams. They didn't. And spin it any way you want. Deal with the inferiority complex of conferences any way you want. They didn't give us the four best teams. So now I got these people clamoring for an 8-team playoff, but they're not, they're doing it under the guise of something very different. They're saying, wait, well, we want an 8-team playoff, but we want it to be fair. We want the five power conferences to get an automatic bid because we don't want to hold them to a standard of excellence. We just want to give them an automatic bid. We think they deserve it. They deserve it. So when our teams underachieve, we always know one of our teams is going to get invited to the party because we deserve it. We're a Power Five conference. Not because they've earned it, because they feel like they have a birthright to it. It's a joke. Do you realize if there was an 8-team playoff this year, The five seed and the six seed, Georgia and Ohio State, would have better odds of beating the one seed and the two seed than Oklahoma and Notre Dame do? You realize that? You realize how staggering that is? The five and the six team would have better odds at beating the 1-2 team this year than the 3-4 team that they sent to the college football playoff because they wouldn't do their job correctly. They wouldn't. They ignored the fact that they're supposed to find the four best teams. So now you want to go to eight? And more importantly, people want to let Washington in? Or better yet, you want to risk that Pitt would have had an opportunity this year to play for a national title, or Northwestern would have had an opportunity to play for a national title? It's stupid thinking. It's ridiculous. And unfortunately, it's pervasive in today's sports media.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.